लास्ट में हमारे पास है हिस्टियोसिटिक सार्कोमा, विच इज़ अ नॉन लैंगरहैंस सेल टाइप ऑफ अ हिस्टियोसिटिक न्यूप्लास्टिक प्रोलिफरेशन ऑफ द नॉन लैंगरहैंस सेल हिस्टियोसाइट्स, विच इज़ वेरी एग्रेसिव एंड एक्सट्रीमली रेयर. द कॉज इज नॉट नोन एंड द पेशेंट कॉमनली प्रेजेंट विद सिम्टम्स ड्यू टू यूनिफोकल और मल्टीफोकल एक्सट्रानोडल ट्यूमर्स. It usually present in the adult age, although the age range is quite wide from 3 months to 89 years, but mostly it presents in the adults and there is no gender predilection. The exact cause is not known, but in some of the cases the BRAF V600 mutation have been detected. The clinical presentation depend upon the original site and the tissue involvement at the time of presentation. So most commonly it affects the nodes, although there may be intestinal tract involvement, skin and soft tissue involvement as well. In the skin, multiple isolated lesions may be present, multiple lymph node involvement, disseminated disease may also occur. So usually when the adult present with these tumors, they have multiple site involvement including the thyroid gland, GI tract, kidney, spleen, testes and CNS. Then talking about the pathology, the morphology and the immunohistochemical staining shows mature tissue histiocytes. Widespread infiltration of the large epitheloid cells having a round to oval nuclei, large distinct nucleoli, fine to moderately dispersed chromatin and abundant cytoplasm that was acidophilic with H&E staining and grayish with the germ cell staining. Binucleated cells are also common and multinucleated giant cells have also been found occasionally. Means basically in the histopathology we'll be seeing histocytes which can be either binuclear or multinucleated giant cells. Immunohistochemical staining will show the staining for the histiocytic cells positive for CD45, CD68, lysozyme and CD163 with a variable expression of S100. Langerhans cell dendritic cell markers should be negative, showing that these are non-Langerhans cell in origin, and the markers like CD1A, CD21, CD35 should be negative.